Hi there, Max. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. John wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service to, of course, answer any questions you might have and to apply a reduced rate for your young business. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's pretty much wet.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I do welcome the opportunity to speak with you, and I certainly will be respectful of your time. Now, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right? And for your services, You're doing moving services, and John put in the notes are 100 miles. Are you doing just local only moves, or are you saying that the as long as the move initiates within 100 miles? Okay.
So
starting and stopping within that 100 miles. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's even better for you because this is designed for businesses in the local area to be found by people who need their services. So people will be able to find you just by typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. And you're doing junk removal too, right? Debris hauling, junk removal, any of those different keywords or search phrases. And it looks like you've got quite a bit of equipment out there, right? Anything somebody might need. So that's fantastic. And obviously it's not just you doing the work. You've got, you know, a crew, right? You've got guys helping you out.
Fantastic.
So very new in business is all he put. He wasn't specific about, you know, how long ago you started the company. Was it very recent?
Yeah, it's a little bit over 6 months.
Oh, over 6 months. Okay, so within a year. So he is asking me to apply a new business rate, and I'm more than happy to do that. Now, this, of course, is not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business, but more importantly, you'll be listed as a top option on the first page of those search engines in that local area, or that map that pops up, that hack result, because you'll have all the additional content that the search engines look for, index, and ultimately use to determine what businesses they'll display on the first page. So it is almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta. Like I said, known to the public or unknown, all of those directories are equally important, and all of them will, of course, be talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your website, and to the verified listings that we'll create for you on Google and Bing. That's going to have you popping up in that local map. I would want to reinforce your placement and expand your coverage out those 100 miles that you're willing to travel, so people within that 100 miles can find you, by including Facebook or Meta ads. Paid ads are very affordable. It's like 20 or 22 cents when someone clicks on your ads, and of course they'll only click on them when they're interested. But that's going to give you more opportunities and expand your coverage, and of course it would still be a flat rate with the reduced price for a young business. You do save a little over 50%. You save exactly $300 every single month that you choose to stay with us. Keep in mind it is a month-to-month service. So there's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing. We know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page when someone's searching for services. Now, they don't need to know the name of your company, and that's huge. I mean, you're a young business. You just have simply not been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be in play here. But certainly, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. People haven't used you before. They don't even know the name of your company, but when they Google keywords related to the services you provide, you can pop up where people see you, where they trust who to call, and you can get those phone calls. So you're looking at $300 off the normal cost of the service. It drops the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299, and that $299 would in fact be be an exact amount. So no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a bunch of leads and chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. When people need your services, they'll be able to find your company. Residential or commercial clients will be calling you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's still that flat rate. You're looking at just that $299 out the door. Now, we are looking to find the one company that we'll work with, and once we do, we close out the category. We would not, cannot put our clients in competition with each other. That exclusivity, of course, means more opportunities for you, and of course, it makes more sense for us too, since we do offer this at a reduced price here. So even though it is a month-to-month service, I'm sure it's a service that you'll love and you'll probably stay with it long-term. Is that something that you would, in fact, want for your business, that first-page placement and for your website that you've already got, make it easier for people to see it and pick up the phone and call you?
Yes, that sounds good to me. But what happened before I started, there's some work that I'm doing on my website right now.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your website, and I know that it is a bit of a work in progress. However, I mean, I do look at websites all day long. I've seen some horrible-looking websites, right? Your website is not bad. I mean, it's actually among some of the better websites that I've seen. Now, we would do one thing for your website. It would be a secure website. It's called an SSL certificate, HTTPS. The S means that your website will be secure when people fill out the contact form. You've got a contact form on there, and people can put in personal information. So that's the one thing that we'll do for you. Now, as your website evolves, the important thing is that people will see it, you know. I mean, some business owners understand the importance of a website. They might even spend months to have a web developer and spend thousands of dollars to build a website. And if it doesn't have the right off-page optimization, meaning if it's not linked or backlinked to the right content, it just ends up, you know, the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road or just a business card you have to hand out to people. You have to say, I have a great website. Here, this is what it is. You don't want that. You want people to find you just by looking for junk removal or debris hauling or those types of keywords. So, you know, go ahead and continue to make changes to your website. We would simply optimize the placement of that website. It would be linked to the verified listings that we'll create, and that website, no matter how it evolves, will always be on that first page. And like I said, to be honest with you, it is already, you know, a functioning and functional website. You can still get phone calls. It is already mobile optimized, so it does reformat. It stacks on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. So it does meet that criteria for Google. Again, we'll make sure that it's a secure site as well, and then you'll start getting phone calls, you know. I mean, you've already made the investment for the website. You're already paying someone to work on your website. It is important that people are able to find it. And of course, a website's a powerful conversion tool, but it only works when people see it. So our job would be to make sure that people see that website, even as you make changes to it.
Okay. So I have one more question.
Of course.
Where are we located? Where are we located?
I've got you in Sunrise, but you said 100 miles.
I mean you.
Well, we're a Google Premier partner. We're located in California, the same as Google and Facebook. But as a Google Premier partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada, too, and every industry that you can imagine. So we're headquartered in California. We do have agents all over the United States. But we've got live client support Monday through Friday. You can, of course, contact us directly with any questions. So we're always able to help you out, no matter what your needs are.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that I...
You can put,
go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to say, the other thing that I would do, because I did notice that John attached the Angie Leads or the Home Advisor profile. I know that's a lead-based service. It's quite different than what we do. With that, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes, but I'm going to stop it because I don't like the way it works. You know what I mean? So
yes, you know, a lot of businesses, especially new businesses, find that the lead fees add up so quickly, but you're not getting a lot of work out of it. I mean, obviously, it's a different service where you get the same lead that someone else is getting, so it's hard to get a job out of it sometimes, right?
What happened was, even if you don't do the job, you have to pay for it, you know?
Yes.
At all, you know?
Yeah. Right. Oh, no. Yeah, and the leads aren't cheap, and it adds up quick. So, I mean, what I was going to say, and it's not at all for that particular service, but there's a promo code in our system here. Where is that? There it is. I'm going to add this promo code here. It's for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. So you can go ahead and cancel that service. That's fine. But you will still have the profile page because you paid a membership fee, right? An annual membership fee just to sign up with that service. So even if you cancel the service and shut your leads off, you'll still have, and it's on the Home Advisor platform, Home Advisor powered by Angie, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, dot a bunch of numbers in HTML. So you do have that profile page that John attached here. And even if you shut your leads off, which it does sound like it's a good idea for you to do that, you'll still have that profile page active. So what that does, it allows me to it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I may usually take, you know, $20-$30 off the setup fee, but I want to waive the entire $99 setup fee and just do this for the $299 out the door. You've already got a website. We don't have to build the website, but there's still, again, like I said, almost 70 different directories we have to create, but I would still be more than happy to waive that setup fee. Get this going for you. Get your phone ringing. Perhaps put even the memory of Angie Leads out of your mind. And, of course, you know, I think every business owner has only ever wanted their phone to ring, to have it be a potential customer calling them and Google it, right? I mean, that's what we say and it's what we do and it's where people go when they don't know who to call. So even as a young company, when you're on that first page, you can compete with and even win the job over a bigger, more established company. So I know you're going to love the service and stay with it long term. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service. But in this case, I'd be happy to waive the setup fee and reduce your rate every month from $5.99 down to the $2.99. Okay. Now, I do see it listed as Road Kingdom LLC. Of course, the LLC is not in the logo. It's not on the website. Did you want the LLC to actually be part of the branding of the business name? It's a personal preference, of course. But we want to make sure that it's the way you want it and have it consistently branded. Did you want it as Road Kingdom or Road Kingdom LLC?
What do you think? You know better than me.
If you ask my opinion, I always will recommend leaving off the Inc. companies, LLCs, DBAs, and things like that. Especially, you know, the website is roadkingdom.com. Your logo is just Road Kingdom. So the consistency of branding, I would think it's better. And it is, like I said, it's completely up to you how you brand your company. We would, with your approval, just list it simply as Road Kingdom, okay? Of course, roadkingdom.com. I mean, most people know what LLC stands for and that it really protects the business owner for any issues or concerns. But I like the look of that stylized logo. The phone number that we are speaking on, this is obviously a good number for us to reach you. You do have two phone numbers, this one and the one ending 3170 on the website. Which would be the primary number that you would want your customers to call?
The one that you just called me right now.
Okay, so this one is the primary, the 5521, and it is also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account. Is it a smartphone as well? Can you receive text messages on this number?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then, Max, the website has maxo, M-A-X-O, dot roadkingdom@gmail.com. Is that the best email address for you as well?
I really don't want that on my phone.
Yeah, this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. So if it's a personal email, that's fine. We're not going to be promoting this email online. What is that other email, Max?
It's S like Sam, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, O like Oscar, T like Tom, E like Edward, C like Charles, CLUS plus. At hotmail.com.
Okay. So definitely more of a personal email. So like I said, we won't be promoting this email anywhere online for your business. I got most of it, but it's coming up as an invalid. I've got S like Sam, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, O like Oscar, T like Tom, E like Edward, and then was it C like Charles?
Yes.
E like... No, oh, B. B.
Okay. L like Larry, U like Oscar. I mean, plus.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And then what is your last name?
L-O-U-I-S J-U-S-T-E. Louis Justice.
L-O-U-I-S-J-U-S-T-I-C-E? Louis Justice?
J-U-S-T-E. There's a space between them. L-O-U-I-S space J-U-S-T-E. Just.
J-U-S-T-E. Got you. Okay. Perfect. And then it's sonotechplus@hotmail.com, right?
Yes.
And then when we contact you, we do, of course, use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we want to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, we're going to email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to give you a quick phone call or even send you a text message. Max, did you have a... preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Any of them will be fine.
Any of them are fine? Good, yeah. There'll be some redundancy built in. Obviously, if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text message out to you. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information, we'll email you. The other thing I wanted to ask you, because... I did see a physical address online, but only on the Angie's, not on the website. So, I mean, you are, of course, service-based, right? You always take care of the move or the junk removal. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you before, during, or after. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No.
Okay, so the address that I saw was actually on that Angie's. It's the 3940 Northwest 91st Terrace in Sunrise. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home.
Okay.
That's where I keep my office. So, I mean, that's where I keep my office. That's it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll only be listed city and state.
I get another address that I can give you if you want.
Do you see customers come to you at that other address?
No.
Is it more centrally located to your service area? Meaning, I know that your home is in Sunrise, and then you're traveling basically 100 miles in any direction. We can PIN verify you at a different address as long as you can receive mail there, but I would really only want to do that if it was more strategically located, more centrally located for the service area that you want to cover.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can just keep the Sunrise address. Like I said, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And, you know, roofers, plumbers, electricians, landscapers, most of them are just listed city and state. And, of course, we'll do that here. And with the content and the Facebook ads, you'll definitely be found throughout that 100-mile radius there. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. Max, I'll be scheduling a follow-up call. One of our technicians will want to make sure that we've got all the information that we need, verify information that I have, verify information off of your website, make sure that we've got, for example, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, no job too big or too small or whatever it might be, we'll make sure that we create that content for you. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'll do now, what is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Max, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that I actually was waiving your setup fee, etc., that it's a month-to-month service. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question, if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and give me just a second here to pull that up. Okay. So Max, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online? I have that simply as Road Kingdom. Is that correct?
Yes, Award Kingdom. That's it.
Perfect. And then, Max, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. Maxo Luis Justi.
And you're
the owner.
The owner. Gotcha.
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then Maxo, as the owner of Road Kingdom, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Maxwell, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you, we do specifically request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, Max, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you're responsive, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware, like I said, of the Angie's or Home Advisor, and that you will most likely cancel that. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for you. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Max, so that's fair enough, right?
Okay, all right, I'm listening.
Yeah. So we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Now, with the reduction in the cost that I'm providing here, waiving your setup fee, of course, with it being that flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 3rd of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches as well, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc., as well as the Facebook or paid Meta ads that we will run on behalf of your business and pay for as well. Now, when the term is completed, keep in mind this is completely at will, which means if after the second payment you find you've got more work than you can handle, if you've got, if you want to go on vacation, if you want, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. It is scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month. So if you wanted to call us on the 1st of the month or the end of the previous month, we would be able to put it on pause or whatever the case might be. And of course, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team, like I said, at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Max, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand. So what I'm going to ask you, according to your experience with for the people that are doing business with you, so like
yes,
new people like me,
uh-huh.
How many jobs you think I can get in a month?
So let me do a really quick search. Now, this is going to be, well, it's going to be a conservative estimate because it's only a 50-mile radius just for the search, okay, just to kind of give you rough numbers. Obviously, with the Facebook ads, we can cover 100 miles, and this is not going to be for every keyword that someone can type in. It looks like it's populating the 7-8 most popular search phrases for junk hauling, debris removal, local moving, that type of thing. So you're, like I said, you're not going to be limited by these particular keywords. People can type in anything that they like as long as it's a service you provide. And again, it's only this particular search that I'm doing is only a 50-mile search. Although we can easily cover the 100 miles. The reason that I'm even doing this is, you know, Google's been tracking this for a very long time. The businesses that are on the first page for keywords for their services will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches translating into direct phone calls. So to answer your question as best I can, in the last 30 days, again, just a 50-mile radius, just those 8 most popular keywords and search phrases, there was 2,418 searches. That's not 2,400 people doing a single search. Obviously, people like to search a few times and in different ways, and I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 2,400 phone calls, but 1% is 24, 2% is 48. If we scale that out to 100 miles and include all of the different keywords people can type in, if you're getting 30 or 50 or 60 phone calls in a month, from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, even a small percentage of that is going to, you know, converting, that's going to be easily offsetting the cost of our service and many times over. Of course, our job is simply to make sure that your phone is ringing. You have to still answer the phone and talk to those people. But I think the biggest part of any lead-based service, and I think the reason you want to get rid of the Angies, is that sometimes you can't even get someone on the phone, or they tell you they've already scheduled it with someone else, they're not interested, and they stop calling you. Again, when people are calling you, they're calling you directly, they're calling you specifically, they'll be calling you after seeing your website, so it's going to be a very high conversion rate. So with the amount of phone calls that you can get from people in that 100-mile radius, I'm pretty sure you're going to be pretty busy and you're going to love the service.
Okay.
So let me pull up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then that first payment, Max, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
A Visa,
okay. And is that name on the card your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It has both on it.
It has both on there. And your first name, is it M-A-X-O?
M-A-X-O, yeah.
Gotcha. And then no middle initial on that particular card, but it does have the Luis Juice and then also the Road Kingdom on there as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said it was a Visa card. Should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. If you are ready, I'm ready when you are. Read that, please, 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Hold on. We have a problem, so I have to go online to make a transfer first because
that's okay.
This card...
Not a problem. Like I said, I'll also pull up that client interview calendar.
I tried and said, hold on. Let me look for some Wi-Fi. Hold on. Okay, it's coming.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for the follow-up call, we actually do have this next hour available. It would be scheduled from 12 o'clock until 1. It's a one-hour window for a call that only takes about half that time. It's the first available anyway. Would that work out for you, though, for that follow-up call? And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer.
Yeah, that will work for me, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put that in the calendar there. And then I'm also going to give you the client support phone number and the hours of operation on there as well.
Okay,
okay. And is the billing address of this card that 3940 Northwest 91st Terrace, 33351?
Yes,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, of course. Okay. 4741.
Yes, sir.
6590.
Okay.
1542.
Yes, sir.
7452.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0526.
05 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
383.
You said 383 on the back in May or 05 of 2026, the expiration date. And then, Max, so the card itself was that 4741, 6590, 1542, 27, not, hang on. I got
745.
I don't know why I said 27. It's 47, 41, 65, 90, 15, 42, 74, 52. They don't let us put any spaces or dashes, so they all kind of clump together. Okay. Now, in the next couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'll wait for the email.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you'll receive that email in the next, really, about a minute or so. Our automated system will send that email out to you. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. That email address will be on that email as well. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you might even receive that text message even before you receive the email. The email is going out to sonatechplus@hotmail.com. When you receive either the email or the text message, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then, of course, we've got your client interview scheduled for this upcoming hour. It is scheduled from 12 until 1. There's not enough time for our automated system to send you the reminder an hour prior since it's less than an hour away.
I just got it.
You got it? Okay. Are you opening up the email or the text message?
The email. I don't have a text message.
So the email triggers the sending of the text message. So the email says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. It's got the invoice, of course, at the bottom. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is a hyperlink. If you click on that, it goes to where the text message automatically goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Talking about the services, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left side. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Perfect. So again, we're going to mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to actually click in that box, tap or click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. It is case sensitive. It needs to be exact. The M, the L, the J being capitalized with the hyphen in between and, of course, a space between your first and last name. Once you've got your name in there, and you can copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click on the box below it that says confirm signature. Maxo, that does a couple of things, actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's that flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the Facebook or Meta ads, etc. It also does allow us both to send out the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So again, very important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I just Okay, you're asking for username and password. I have to create one, right?
Oh, no. The username is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it is the 561-267-5521. That's the username. Now, you don't have to... well, at this point, there's no password yet. And you don't have to worry about that. I just wanted to get you to that screen because that lets us know that you've gotten it completed. The reason it's asking you right now for a username and password is it's coming from my.localsplash.com. That's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, which is why it's asking you to log in. I think if you were to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that your tracking system hasn't been activated yet. We'll activate that tracking system with the information that we get, starting with that client interview, which is scheduled for this upcoming hour here. I did send you a calendar invite. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That calendar invite is... really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It just says...
Yes, an email, right?
Yes, it's going out as an email to your email address on file. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, which is basically your phone number, your name, and then your phone number itself. Now, in the...
It's a combination. I'm still waiting on it.
Yeah, it's going to go out as an email in the next couple of minutes, and it really is more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but you can. A lot of people do, and then when you respond to it, it just confirms that you'll be in attendance. The call itself, although it's scheduled at noon, like I said, it might get to you 10, maybe even 15 minutes after the top of the hour, and it'll take about 25 or 30 minutes after that. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Now, of course, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the support email, everything, the catch-all for your account, please just reference your phone number or your username. I mean, they are basically the same thing. And then we can forward it out to the right department. They will, when they do the client interview, officially give you the photos at localsplash.com. And, of course, we'll send you all the emails and all the information that you need. But other than that, it will be someone else from our technician team giving you that client interview follow-up call. But I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard, Max. And we're looking forward to getting this going for you, get your phone ringing. Like I said, if it helps you to distance yourself from the Angie's leads, I feel pretty good about that. I know you'll like it too, but I've been doing it long enough. I remember, I mean, obviously it's only been about 6 months that they've rebranded Home Advisor and Angie's List, combining them to Angie Leads. But it was Home Advisor for about 9 years, and before that it was called Service Magic. I remember talking to business owners back then using Service Magic, and a lot of them, the overwhelming majority of them, over more than 9 years of talking to business owners that have used that same particular service, almost all of them say exactly what you're saying. Hit or miss, it misses too much, it costs too much, good money, going after bad leads, that kind of thing. So I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and help you to be happy about shutting those leads off. But like I said, it's going to be someone else from our technician team giving you that follow-up call. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Max. So you enjoy the weekend, too.
All right. Thank you so much. Hopefully
thank you.
Well,
yeah, and we're looking forward to it. Just looking forward to getting it going for you, proving it to you 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you today, sir. Thanks again.
All right.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.